Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Patterns are a large part of understanding mathematics, whether it's a sequence of numbers or the base of a fractal. University of Arkansas professor Edmund Harris explains one of the fundamentals of math, tiling.
You can make a case that the study of tilings is the oldest part of mathematics. Patterns are seen carved in the Blombus ochre from over 77,000 years ago. The ancient Greek textbook, Euclid's Elements, is over 2,000 years old and studies geometry and tilings in detail. Yet results in the 1960s revealed that our understanding of tiling had gaping holes. In his PhD thesis, Robert Berger found a set of shapes with a very strange property. Like the squares on your bathroom walls, you could use them to cover any area you wanted without leaving gaps or overlaps. Yet, unlike those squares, however you rearrange the shapes, the pattern produced will never simply repeat. With over 20,000 different shapes, Berger's tiles are not suitable for anything practical. But mathematicians slowly found new examples to bring that number down. Roger Penrose found a particularly famous and beautiful example in the 70s. Two shapes that fit together in exquisite five-fold patterns. What about a single tile? Just this year, Joan Taylor, a housewife from Tasmania in Australia, who had devoted many years to the problem, came up with a solution. A single tile that no matter how you fit copies together, never produce a pattern that just repeats. Her example, though, does use a slightly strange tile. It has more than one piece. So this fascinating quest remains open.
That was University of Arkansas's Edmund Harris. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.